Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many cancer survivors find it difficult to resume their normal physical routine following treatment. But as Catherine Sabiston, professor of kinesiology and physical education at McGill University, explains, setting an appropriate goal can make all the difference.
It is known that physical activity improves physical, emotional, and social well-being among cancer survivors. In spite of these health-related benefits, few cancer survivors are involved in regular physical activity. And there's also this new buzz that suggests that sedentary or sitting time leads to its own health problem. And even though little is currently known about how exactly being sedentary affects physical and mental health, cancer survivors are known to be more sedentary than healthy individuals. Our study looked at goal adjustment capacities as they relate to physical activity and sedentary behavior in cancer survivors. Breast cancer diagnosis and treatment may constrain goal-related physical activities and/or reduce the likelihood of achieving goals, which could in turn lead to poor physical and mental health. We sampled 200 women who had recently completed treatment for breast cancer. We wanted to see if exercise and sitting behaviors that they reported related to their mood and physical health, and if they were able to give up on unattainable goals and choose new goals that were achievable. We thought that if breast cancer survivors found themselves unable to adjust their goals, this might lead to an increase in emotional and physical health problems. We also thought that those who were better able to adjust their goals would be more physically active and less sedentary. And this would be related to reduced levels of emotional distress and fewer physical health problems. We did find that women who were able to give up on old goals and/or re-engage in new goals reported less sedentary behavior, were more physically active, and reported better physical health and better mood. Based on this research, we suggest that in order to help breast cancer survivors be less sedentary and become more physically active, it is essential for them to be able to adjust their goals after treatment.
That was Catherine Sabiston of McGill University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.